What's up, everybody? Might be a little weird. We got Ant doing the intro this episode, but that's because this is a weird episode. We got our first introduction of the Ant and Big Red short. It's just one topic that we wanted to talk about. Would have made our past episode too long and wasn't something that we could extend to a full episode, so hence the name, Ant and Big Red short. So without further ado, I'm Average Ant.
And I'm Big Red, still here, even though you had to wait a little bit longer to hear my beautiful voice. Like Ant said, it's an Ant Big Red short. We got one great topic we want to talk about, and we'll kind of wrap it up. Shouldn't be too long, but it should be something. So it's definitely a great topic, something good and interesting, and it's all about King James. So Ant, I'll let you take it away from here, my man.
So like Big Red said, this is about LeBron James. I was going to say his middle name, but I don't know it. So this whole thing is kind of based around the quote LeBron standard and whether he is held to a higher standard and whether that higher standard, if he is held to it, is unfair or just. So I guess what kind of led me to thinking about this was the whole like 2 weeks leading up to today. All I've seen on the timeline on Twitter is LeBron's held to the most unfair standard in all of NBA history, this and this. And then I guess what kind of pushed me off the edge was this tweet I saw yesterday, I think it was, comparing Kevin Durant and LeBron James and their stats since the All-Star game. First of all, like the tweet kind of lied about the stats. It said LeBron was averaging 29, 8, and 10, which is somewhat of an embellishment, not much, because he is averaging somewhere about like 28.8, 8, and 9.8. Since the All-Star break, and then Kevin Durant's averaging something like 20. The tweet said 23-5-5, but it's more like 24-5-5. But that's less important to what this kind of tweet implied, because at the end of it, it said one is considered washed, obviously alluding to LeBron James, and one is now being debated as the best player in the game. So it said what the standards held on LeBron James are unreal. Nobody in NBA history has ever faced these standards, which I personally think is wrong. Not saying that LeBron is held to some high standards, because he is. He is held to the standards of an all-time great, which he is. If you ask anybody who's anybody, Kobe lover, LeBron hater, anybody, they at least have LeBron James at the very, very least in their top five, if not top three, at the very, very least. So that being said, LeBron James is held to a higher standard than those around him, and he should not be compared to the likes of KD, Steph Curry, all those guys. He should be compared, and he is rightfully compared to Michael Jordan, Kobe, Wilt, Kareem, Shaq, all those guys. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it over to my guy Big Red, and we'll kind of hear his initial take and feelings on this.
Yeah, so the LeBron standard to me is the idea that LeBron's success and achievements are judged in an unfair atmosphere that ignores typical NBA greatness and holds LeBron to an unattainable standard that most haven't before. To me, it's real. To me, it's 100% real, and it's true. I do think that LeBron, as an NBA greater, as just a sports GOAT in general, is held to a higher standard. I do agree with you that that's true of any athlete. But I think in today's social media driven world, where every single act can be scrutinized, LeBron James, who's deemed the chosen one in the junior circuit, he's been in the spotlight since that age and done, and literally he has stepped up and met every single expectation. With the exception of, really the only exception, is some finals flops. I mean, we'll get into that a little bit more in a second, but I mean, most people can agree, besides Kobe diehards or Magic Johnson a little bit, that the kind of the GOAT debate is Jordan and LeBron. And I don't want to get too deep into comparing Jordan and LeBron, just because that's not really what this topic is. It's more about the LeBron standard in general and whether or not it's real or fair. So, I mean, to me, when you think about that, the two greatest players of all time, LeBron and MJ together, that's the debate that it is. Simple, plain and simple. You look at any big sports figure, and that's what they'd say and talk about. And so, because of that, LeBron is now viewed, no matter, really no matter what he does, he's viewed as this guy that the only comparison he has is to Michael Jordan and to LeBron, and to be the best LeBron that there is humanly possible. And that's kind of where I feel like you reach those unattainable standards. And I mean, it's, you mentioned those numbers of comparing that tweet, comparing LeBron to KD, and a kind of just on a whole spectrum, kind of irrelevant. It's LeBron's LeBron, KD is KD. They're not comparable to me when you look at them, but but at the end of the day, that kind of thing where LeBron's stats, yeah, they're 29 this and that since the All-Star break, and he's viewed as washed up and this and whatever. He's 34 years old, putting on a statistic. He's putting on numbers this year better than his career number, like equal or better than his career numbers in a lot of places. But still, the big story is him missing the playoffs and this and that. So I wouldn't necessarily say people actually view him as washed up. I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but at the end of the day, he's absolutely being held to a ridiculous standard when he's still putting up similar numbers and injury cost him half the year. And people are talking about him like he's done for to a degree. And it's absolutely right. And in my opinion, it's unfair to LeBron, and it's just kind of it's a stain on his legacy, at least our legacy in watching him, to me. And so that's my just kind of take right off the bat.
Yeah, so I guess where I do agree with you on a couple of things. The first kind of being the whole playoff situation and all that. I mean, anybody kind of with a brain and that analyzes basketball as basketball and kind of takes the emotional connection they have off of certain players or whatever, we'll see that. I mean, it's understandable that the Lakers aren't in the playoffs. I mean, LeBron James, who's your best player, makes 17 games and possibly might have not been 100% for the rest of the games that he played. That's besides the point. He did miss 17 games, so I mean, that's a healthy amount of games. And then aside from that, your second most valuable player, Lonzo Ball, missing a huge chunk of the season, your third best player, Brandon Ingram, missing a huge chunk of the season, and a bunch of role players and all that missing a lot of time too. So I mean, the whole playoffs and all that is, I don't necessarily hold that against LeBron. It's up to injuries. I mean, you don't really like to make excuses, but I mean, it's injuries. We saw it last year with our Shoreline Dolphins team. I mean, we started off really hot, like the Lakers did. We were in a good spot, and then we just got hit with injuries, and you can't really control that. So I mean, I'm not going to hold something that LeBron can't control against LeBron. And I guess to this, one of the other things I do agree with you is that the whole he's done for thing, I don't think he's done for. I mean, the season particular, yeah, it wasn't ideal, but I mean, he's in LA for a while. No one was expecting a championship first year in LA. So he'll be done for maybe after next season if they aren't able to sign a star, if they aren't able to figure it out and stuff like that, and done for in terms of winning championships.
Yeah.
And I guess for the third part, why I will agree with you is the social media part. I think aside from like the finals flops and all that, growing up or playing in the social media like renaissance, or not renaissance because it didn't get revamped or anything, but the whole social media era is probably the biggest thing that hurt LeBron's career. I mean, every move he makes is under a microscope. And if the social media era happened in 2000, every move that Kobe made would be under the microscope. Same with Michael Jordan if it was during that time. So it's kind of like you can't control it, really. Obviously, if you're LeBron, you can't control technology and all that and how fast it moves. Trolls are going to be everywhere on the internet and stuff. So, I mean, you kind of just have to decipher who's actually serious, who's looking at this with context behind it, or who's just saying things. So definitely on that. But going back to the unattainable kind of thing, I think it's not necessarily unattainable for LeBron to be the best LeBron. Because, like, at this point in age, I'm certainly not expecting LeBron to go out there and win MVP, be the best player in the league. But when you look at past greats like Michael Jordan, like Kobe, who at age 34 were still tops in the league, Michael Jordan won MVP actually at 34 years old. I think to hold him to that standard where he is still top five, at least in the league, is definitely something we could do. And he is top five.
Yeah, so that's...
The only people you could really make an argument to put above him right now is maybe Giannis, maybe a stretch and go James Harden because of how crazy he's playing right now. Yeah. But I don't think KD's better than LeBron right now. I don't think Steph Curry's better than LeBron right now. If I had to pick what player to lead me to the playoffs, be 100% healthy the whole season, I'm probably going LeBron. So he's definitely held to the correct standard when it comes to that. And I guess mentioning KD and all that, Michael Jordan didn't have where LeBron has an MJ to compare him to. And Michael Jordan didn't have that in his time. So now, like, when now that we go back on it and look at it, we compare everything Michael Jordan did to LeBron and what he's doing and what he has done. So I guess it kind of does seem unfair at face value because it's kind of like, well, what's LeBron doing to catch Jordan? But we weren't doing that to Jordan. Well, Jordan didn't have anybody to catch. Jordan was setting the bar. So that's kind of where the separation comes. And I mean, we did have that with Kobe too. Like everything Kobe did, we're kind of like, well, what's he doing to catch Jordan and stuff like that. So, I mean, everybody, I feel like top five players of all time, top, maybe if you want to stretch it to top 10, are held to that standard to where, what are they doing to catch the greatest ever, which is at this point in time, the bar that was set is Michael Jordan. Whether you want to say Jordan's the best ever or not, that was the bar that was set. Whether you think LeBron has passed it, that's up to you. But that is the bar that all the all-time greats are.
So let me interject here. So this is just kind of an overall assumption I have and perception that I feel is towards LeBron. So LeBron's a guy that at points in his career has said all he has left to do in his career is chase that ghost from Chicago, Michael Jordan. Yeah. LeBron admittedly saying that Michael Jordan is the only guy left that he feels he needs to compete with in anything. Rightfully so. LeBron has done LeBron things. On top of that, too, though, LeBron has also said that he feels like that 2015-2016 finals against the Warriors, where he came back from 3-1, passed him in Michael Jordan. He felt like that moment was something that he had done that Michael Jordan had never done and in his eyes probably couldn't have done because he did it, this, that, and whatever. Michael Jordan has asserted that, LeBron James essentially asserted that he feels he's passed Michael Jordan now in greatness. And so, I mean, with those kind of comments, especially in the social media-driven world, they become scrutinized and things. And so I think the perception of a guy like LeBron, who came into the league as the chosen one, left the Cavs as the most hated man in the NBA for 4 years. cough, cough. People got over Durant pretty quickly. Way worse.
It was easier, I guess, because we have seen something like that before with LeBron. So, yeah, I mean, when LeBron did that, we didn't necessarily see that before. I'm not over KD, but...
I think we've talked about it. We'd only forgive KD if he goes somewhere and kind of redeems his franchiseness like LeBron did in Cleveland, who then LeBron went, left the Heat after being the most hated man in the NBA. Just kind of side note, super teams get into another second. It's not like LeBron was the first person to ever be on a super team. He just was the first one to really be like, hey, screw it, I'm the best player in the league. Why don't I get together with you and just win a championship so I can get out of this dumpster fire that's Cleveland? Sorry, that's what you are, Cleveland, without LeBron. Just kind of side note, I don't want to rant too much into it, but either way, most hated man in the league when he was playing for the Miami Heat, went back to Cleveland, won a championship. All of a sudden, LeBron won that 3-1 championship. All of a sudden, LeBron absolutely loved. That's when, a little bit after that, he said his few things. My point here, though, is I think the perception of LeBron is that if the dude is a GOAT, he is absolutely a greatest of all time. It just depends on if you think he's the GOAT in the NBA or not, which Ant said, that's kind of up to you to decide. You can probably guess my opinion. But his every single move is scrutinized, and just the overall perception of it is that if this guy thinks that he's better than Michael Jordan, and this is where your kind of piece where you said Michael Jordan set that bar. So if this guy thinks that he's better than Michael Jordan, then we'll expect him to put up numbers, records, and league dominance on a scale that we've literally never seen before, just like Michael Jordan did. But in this sense of the LeBron standard, in my opinion, LeBron's already set his own bar. He's already set his own new bar. And because of that, he's judged in this ridiculous light where I think people are a little just first shock blind. at his numbers when and just his performance in general time after time. And now there are weaknesses and lapses that absolutely we'll get into. We can't do this segment and not talk about some of the finals numbers and just his record in general. When you talk any kind of comparison of LeBron and MJ, you have to bring up the finals. It's just a given. But I mean, that's the point, is he set the LeBron bar. He set his own LeBron standard. He's done this not necessarily to himself. He's played well enough to do it to himself. So obviously he plays a role, but I mean, just kind of the rest of the league and old basketball heads, new statisticians, old stat guys, everyone has just kind of contributed to creating this true LeBron standard that is a new bar. That is a bar that is completely separate from the original Michael Jordan bar that was set, because now we have this LeBron bar, in my opinion. And I think over time, we're eventually going to see that that LeBron bar is totally real. And the only way to me that it's not unfair to LeBron is unless you view LeBron James as the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I do think LeBron did a good chunk of this bar setting to himself, or the LeBron standard to himself. But where I will agree with you is that there is a LeBron bar. Like, there's a Michael Jordan bar, there's a LeBron bar, there's a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar bar, there's a Kobe Bryant bar, and it's all kind of just deciding which bar is the one to chase after and all that. But kind of getting into what he has done to himself, I mean, like, he was dubbed the chosen one. He didn't do that to himself, but what he did do is get the tattoo of the Chosen One on his back. what he did do was he held on a concert for the Miami Heat Big Three and say they were going to win not one, not two, not three, whatever. He did do that. He did sit up there and say that he is better than Michael Jordan. So that's a lot of self-induced bar raising to himself.
Absolutely. Where,
oh, this guy thinks he's this and all this. Well, why isn't he living up to what the claims that he's kind of setting? I mean, that's not necessarily how I think, but that's how I think a lot of people think, specifically like LeBron haters and all that. But it is, at least to some extent, self-induced. Though LeBron standard, though it's real, it's I don't think it's anything different. And if you want to like say he is kind of scrutinized a lot more, it is. It has something to do with himself and how he's kind of handled his career and how he's came out and said some things and all that.
I definitely agree. And I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't think he 100% did it to himself. I don't think he purposely or intentfully created his own standard, but he did. He fed into everyone's hype early on in his career, and then he fed into his own hype. And then now he's reached this latter part of his career where he's kind of, you kind of can see him trying to just kind of like be like, no, I just want to be this like timeless figure that ages in here. I'm tired of being the chosen one, basically. Like, he knows he's the chosen one, and he feels like he's done everything he's needed to hold firm to that name. But definitely, I mean, it's, and as we've kind of, his career has kind of been fairly tumultuous. I mean, playing for a bunch of scrap heap teams in Cleveland and dragging one to the finals past the Pistons to lose to prime Spurs dominance. I mean, nothing LeBron and the janitorial crew of players around him could have done in that.
LeBron and Super Center Anderson Barrett.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like from then on, it's like it's been tumultuous with Miami and being hated, and then comes back to Cleveland, brought in the championship, was loved and admired. Then obviously lost to the Durant-led death lineup that the Warriors acquired after winning 72 games and losing, which is an insane feat on its own of LeBron, which is part of the reason why he feels he's better than MJ after it. But then obviously you lose to Durant and Draymond and Andre Iguodala and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and just all the all-stars, the West all-stars. and so of course you lose that, but then the LeBron, the GM kind of tag gets thrown out there, and LeBron controls the coaching staff. LeBron controls the team. And that's still out there. That's still a stigma that's out there. And it is partially due to LeBron and obviously the control that he has and say he has when he comes to a franchise. But I mean, I think that kind of took over, and then Kyrie left, and you again see kind of a pinnacle or bottom point almost of LeBron and his intensive involvement in the organizations. And then you kind of see him semi try and take a step back with the Lakers. And so, I mean, it's, I think we're seeing a sense that LeBron recognizes the standard. And personally, I think LeBron doesn't really care at this point. I mean, LeBron believes he's the best, and that's really all that's going to matter to LeBron, which is, I think, a great character trait of his. But with such a tumultuous career, it's definitely there, and he's definitely attributed to it in a lot of different ways. And the LeBron standard didn't get created by the media. It got created by LeBron feeding the media, I guess is the best way I could say that.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron has really weird highs and really weird lows. I mean, the low probably... They're not probably. It is the lowest part of his career, the 2011 finals with the Big Three Miami Heat, which is a really weird low because he obviously had the Big Three, but then he also has the really weird highs where he drags a 2007 Cleveland team to the finals or a whatever last year's Cleveland team to the finals.
Yeah.
So he has those really weird highs. So it's kind of like, it's, I don't know, it's really weird to gauge and stuff, but I guess needless to say, LeBron does have a case for GOAT. I mean, whoever you are, you have to at least admit that he has a case. I mean, just because a guy has a case doesn't mean you necessarily think he's the GOAT. But something that has helped me a lot in determining like the GOAT or whatever is that no matter what you say, you're not going to change somebody's mind. So I kind of look at it as GOATs of eras, and LeBron is definitely the GOAT of his era. And that's, to me, you can't really debate that. So I guess that's kind of where I'll kind of drop this whole LeBron standard. He has lived up to the hype and maybe plus some, but yeah, I guess the LeBron standard is real, but definitely a lot of people are also held up to that same standard.
Yeah, and that was a very nice and fair way to end it. Nice and pleasant. at the end of the day, LeBron is held to a ridiculous LeBron standard. And we talked about bar setting and the MJ bar and the Jabbar Jabbar bar and the
the Jabbar 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 bar.
And all the bar bars out there. at the end of the day, LeBron is held to that standard. And to Ant's credit, he believes that it's fair to put him at that standard. To my credit, I don't necessarily... I think it is fair to put him at that... As I said earlier, I think it's fair to hold him to that standard if you believe that he is, at minimum, the greatest at his position. At minimum, the greatest of his generation. But to me, also, the GOAT. If you're going to expect him to do GOAT-like things, he has to be the GOAT to you. And it's up to him to live up to those expectations from here on out. Either way, fair or not, it's a fact. And I'm at least hoping that with this kind of tumultuous Lakers season that we'll wrap up here real quick, I hope he can get another star. And I hope he can make an actual threat at some more titles, because I really am not done seeing LeBron in the finals.
Yeah, likewise, honestly. I mean, I guess when I kind of got big into basketball, I was not necessarily a LeBron hater, but it was fun to root against LeBron on the Miami Heat and stuff. So, I mean, to have him back in the finals would be fun to root against him again, depending on the context of which, whatever team he's playing against. Because obviously I was Team LeBron last year and all that. But yeah, I hope he gets another star, because if he doesn't, his legacy is pretty much set in stone. And there's not really much he could do to add or potentially subtract from his legacy. So yeah, I guess that's where I'll kind of end it right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, yeah, with this Lakers team that's going on, definitely disappointing season in the sense, but you mentioned it. they weren't expected to win any championships, but with all the injuries and everything, not a whole lot they could do. And so I guess next year we're just hoping for a healthy LeBron and perhaps an Anthony Davis, but probably not.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see all about that. Definitely hoping a lot of what the Lakers are going to be able to do within the next probably 5 to 10 years rides on this summer and whether they're able to get a star or stars with LeBron and all that, because I mean, they are in win now mode. Although they missed the playoffs, they're in win now mode because they have LeBron James. So hopefully they're able to make some moves that puts them into some serious championship, if not at least Western Conference Finals contention. So I guess I'm rooting for the Lakers to some degree.
Just in the sense of LeBron's legacy, I'm rooting for the Lakers to at least get something. I think a Kyrie Irving reuniting with LeBron would be freaking crazy, but I doubt it'll happen. But
no, I don't see that going. I feel like they'll get burned out. Like I won't get it. I won't get into
it's
it.
possibly, you know, I don't know. Either way, I think that it's just something crazy like that. And anything like that, I'm excited to see, and I want it to happen just so we can maybe keep up on this reality show that is the NBA.
Yeah, for sure. LeBron Kyrie season 2, I guess. It's might be coming soon to TVs near you. So I guess with that being said, this is Average Ant signing off. Thank you for listening to our first ever and Big Red Short. Something we will more than likely be doing again. It's fun to kind of go into depth about one topic and just kind of say what we want to say. So I guess Average Ant signing off.
Oh, yeah. Big Red signing off. Thanks for listening, y'all.